What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we are talking about how to take your power back from a narcissist. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammock. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Welcome back, folks. Let's get it. How to take your power back from a narcissistic person, y'all. From a narcissist, from a toxic person, from whoever you are dealing with in your life. This is one of the things that you need to do in order to survive, in order to thrive and whatnot. Just in your life overall, when you're trying to leave a narcissistic person, when you're in a relationship with a narcissist and you can't leave, or the situation, when I say can't leave, finances, whatever it is that might be keeping you there right now, you can start to take your power back. So now, I believe that you cannot fully heal. I don't think you can fully heal in an environment that makes you sick, but you can move forward and start taking your power back, y'all. One of the first things you need to do in order to take your power back from a narcissist is to start validating yourself. Get your validation from yourself. Empower yourself. Strengthen yourself. Love yourself. That's what so many people lack in these toxic relationship spaces and whatnot. You lose the ability to love yourself. Maybe you struggled with it before you got into this relationship dynamic with this narcissistic person, but now it's gone. Now it's buried beneath layers of insecurities and gaslighting and manipulation and self-esteem sucker and soul-sucking toxicity, emotional abuse, emotional manipulation, toxic abuse, narcissistic abuse, whatever. It's buried beneath the layers now.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, so you have to dig it up. You have to dig up the ability to love yourself, the ability to re-love yourself, the ability to understand that you deserve more than what you're going through right now. So I do have my self-love journal that's on Amazon. If you want to check that out, the self-love journal can help you rebuild that self-love. And I'm working on the self-love course right now. But you can do it right now. Go do something for yourself. What do you like to do? What do you like to do right now? What have you done for yourself in a long time? For you, for yourself, not with your friends, not with your family members, not to make anybody else happy. I threw my friend a birthday party. What have you done for you lately? What have you done for you? I need to know it quickly now. Quickly, because a lot of people struggle to answer that question. And this is not me trying to make fun of anybody who can't answer that question, because I understand why you can't answer that question. I understand that it's tough to answer that question. I get it. Trust me. I definitely get it. I understand it. Trust me. I understand it. I get it. But so what have you done for you? I haven't done. I've spent so long serving other people and making other people happy. I forgot how to serve me. I forgot how to serve me. And in this place right here, I know a lot of y'all are religious folks. A lot of y'all believe to be trusting yourself to be Christian. You believe in the one true God. You know, if you are in a relationship with a narcissist and you're getting and you are praising and worshiping this narcissistic person and only seeking validation from them, are you making them a God in your life? Are you worshiping a false deity in your life when you're dealing with a narcissistic person? Have you lost your faith while you're in this relationship with a narcissistic person? Is this a false idol? Is this the golden pig in your life right now? Is that narcissist the golden pig or the golden hog and the golden bear, whatever they created in the Bible that they started worshiping? When Moses went up to the top and he came back down, what y'all worshiping? What's this? What y'all got right here? Moses came down. Moses like, what y'all got? What is this? What y'all worshiping? Was it Noah? I think it was Noah. It was Noah or Moses. It was one of them, y'all. I'm not super hip. It was one of them. Noses. They said noses. A combination of Noah and Moses. Noses. Noses was at the top and came back down, did he? Who got the Ten Commandments? I think Moses got the Ten Commandments. Whoever got the Ten Commandments? I can't get my mind going blank right now. They came back down and people were worshiping a false idol. Are you worshiping a false idol? If so, if you feel like you're worshiping a false idol in a toxic relationship, stop it right now. Stop it. If you believe you're a believer, give it to God, but also give it to you. What about you? That's how you take your power back. You take the power of validation from them. You snatch it from them because they don't deserve it. They don't deserve to dictate how you feel about. They don't deserve to dictate how you feel about you. You know? They don't deserve to dictate how you feel about you in this space right now. They don't deserve it. They don't feel it. You get what I'm saying? Y'all, my energy is super high right now. I was listening to some Hans Zimmer. The Interstellar came on. Got me hype. I don't know, let me record the video right now. Let me hit play. Let me hit record right now. Yeah. Empower yourself. This is how you take your power back, by empowering yourself. You cannot take your power back if you refuse to empower yourself, if you refuse to love yourself, if you refuse to pour into yourself. What have you done for you? If you haven't done anything for yourself in a long time, go do something for yourself today. And it doesn't, when I say do something for yourself today, it doesn't have to be grandiose. It doesn't have to be big. It has to be something for you that you haven't done for yourself in a long time. It can be as simple as calling a family member or a friend that you haven't spoken to in a long time that you miss. That's doing it for you. You know, that's doing something for you. Go for a walk. Turn your phone off for 15, 20 minutes. Do something for you, because you cannot take your power back until it has to have somewhere to go. How are you taking your power back from a narcissistic person, a toxic person, whatever, if it has nowhere else to go? It has to go in you. When you're taking your power back, it has to go into you. So you have to be ready to receive that power. You have to work on you. You have to understand, like, you have to, it's time to wake up. I know so many people have reappropriated the word woke and just turned it into some kind of craziness. But y'all, it's time to be woke in your relationship. You've been woken up in your toxicity right now. You've been woken up in this toxic relationship. You understand what you're going through right now. Understand it. Tell yourself the truth, because that's what you need to do right now. That's the next step. Tell yourself the truth. That's another thing. Tell yourself the truth right now. Judge the relationship for where it is right now. That's what Dr. Romney said. Judge it for where it is right now. Not where it could be. Not where it's going. Where it is right now. Where it is right now. I need you to judge it for where it is right now in this space, because that helps you grow. That helps you heal. That helps you move forward in a lot of these different spaces and a lot of these different dynamics. Because at the end of the day, you are in control of you. They don't control you. You control you. You control you. It's time to empower yourself, y'all. It really, really is. And I see it so much in toxic relationships, because I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom. And over the last few years, y'all, I've talked to thousands of people. And it's so common to see these beautiful people inside and out that have lost their spark. You've lost your spark. You know, back in the day when we were struggling back in the day, we had those kerosene heaters. You know how you had to spark, you had to pour the kerosene in there? You had to go to the store, right? Get that jug of kerosene, come on there, get the little tube where you suck, you can either pour the kerosene directly in there, or you get the little tube, you squeeze the tube, it sucks the kerosene from the jug and puts it into the heater, right? You fill the kerosene heater up, you watch the little knob go to full, and then you gotta spark it. You gotta spark the heater. You can put the fuel in it, but you gotta spark it. The kerosene heater, whatever, it can be full. The tank can be full, but it needs that spark to feel the heat. You got to spark yourself. But what is your why? When I say spark yourself, that means find your why. Why is it important for you to escape this toxicity? Why is it important for you to heal yourself and grow? Why is it important for you to take your power back? Why? It could be your kids. My kids deserve better. I deserve better. You know, if y'all love that analogy right there about this, you got to spark it. Y'all got to drop a flame. Drop a flame in the comment section. Y'all got to drop a flame emoji in the comment section, because that was it. Yeah. You cannot tell me. You can't tell me that that wasn't fire, because you know what? I don't know where it came from, y'all. I'm telling y'all. Listen, I normally listen to some Usher, some Luke Combs, some Luke Bryan, and stuff like that while I'm working. But I don't know. I see somebody's like, I just play some Hans Zimmer to change my mood. I put that Hans Zimmer on, and it just got my energy up, y'all. Seriously, that's where it goes. Where does it go? You have to spark it. You can be full, y'all, but you have to spark that self-love. You have to spark that self-preservation. You have to spark your flame, your internal flame for happiness, your internal flame for growth. And it does not matter how old you are. I know some people are just like, well, Lee, you get into the, y'all see my video the other day about the, y'all saw my video the other day about the sunk cost fallacy, where people believe it. Well, I've been in this too long, or I'm too old. I gave too much time in this to leave. I poured too much money in this to leave. Like, the sunk cost fallacy says you haven't, like, it's not too late, y'all. I mean, the opposite of that is saying it's not too late. I talked to so many people here this year that have been married. Like, I talked to two women this year, y'all, that have been married for 43 years. They left 43-year toxic marriages. And are empowering themselves to be as strong as they possibly can. So shout out to y'all too. Shout out to everybody. But specifically, shout out to 43 years. 43 years. And I was just like, and they empowered y'all. They sparked it. They got that spark. They got sparked up, and they lit flame was burning so bright that when you spark yourself up and your flame is burning so brightly, nobody can put you down. Nobody can, like, when your flame is burning so hot, nobody can put it out. No amount of water can put it out. Y'all see, this is not me trying to pick or make fun of those wildfires that happen. But when those fires get to going, damn, you can't put them out. They have to put themselves out. When you can spark, I saw somebody spark a wildfire from one of those, what you call it, pregnancy and gender reveals. They started a California wildfire from a gender reveal, and that thing burned down so many acres. You can apply water to it all you want to. They cannot put that damn thing out. They're like, that damn thing gonna keep burning. Once your flame burns bright enough, they can't put it out. That's why when you're in a toxic relationship with a narcissist and they feel and they see your flame starting to burn brighter and brighter, and they realize they can't put it out, they don't want your flame to burn bright, y'all. The brighter your flame is, the higher that fireball goes, the less likely they are to put it out. The more you pour into yourself, the more fuel you have, the greater the spark you have, the more likely you are to heal and grow and move forward, y'all. So that's why I just like said, anytime you feel like you need something, that you like when you miss that narcissistic person, you feel like, damn, I need a hit, you know, come back, watch this video. This is how you take your power back, because you have to pour into you. You have to understand that you deserve more. You have to understand that you not only do you deserve more, you have to go get it. You can deserve, like, y'all, you can have all the deservings in the world, but you have to go get it. You have to go out here and work and get it and keep moving forward. You know, you absolutely do, because I'm just telling you, the narcissistic person in your life, they don't want to see you win. Why would they want to see you win? And this is not me trying to be funny, but like the more you win, the more that narcissistic person in your life feels like they're losing. So they don't want to see you win. They want to see you staying right where you are. So right now is the best time right now to take your power back. Well, Lee, I'm too old. No, you're not. Why do you think you're too old? Who the hell told you that you're too old? You told you? The narcissist told you? Well, Lee, nobody else is going to want me. Who told you that? Who told you that? Who said that? Nobody else is going to want you? Who said that? Who is your source of information? Where you get this information from? You know, where is this information coming from, y'all? Like, seriously, this is the space that we're getting into, y'all. In 2024, we are like, I'm helping more. Like, my goal is to help more people than I've ever helped before. I've helped so many people in the last few years. With 2024, I'm doing more in-person stuff. I'm be traveling around the country, around the world, doing these talks, doing these meetups and workshops and stuff like that. So, coming to a city near you, January probably gonna be my first one. Probably in the January, I'm doing something probably in Durham or Charlotte, North Carolina. It'll be my first one. Then we're gonna be moving around. I'm putting some stuff in the members only. So if y'all join the channel memberships on YouTube, you'll see a little bit more behind the scenes stuff. I'm super thankful for every single one of y'all. I really, really am. Take your power back. You deserve more. But I can say it all I want to. But once you get that spark, find out what sparks you. Find that spark and keep it going, y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. Moses or Noah? I gotta think about who did it, y'all. I read the whole Bible, but it's been a year. I need to reread it. But shout out to y'all. I'm super thankful for you. Mental illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental healness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book, Remember It's Not Your Fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.